You're listening to SBS News.
A nationwide survey by Headspace, the National Youth Mental Health Foundation, found 53% of 12 to 25-year-olds had experienced bullying in a digital space. The most at risk were people of school age and young women aged 15 to 17. According to Nick Digan, Senior Clinical Advisor at Headspace National, it can also have a significant impact on a young person's mental health, as well as schooling, work, and study. While similar to face-to-face bullying, behaviour with the intention to cause harm, the effects can be amplified in the online space.
Just one exposure, for example, let's say one hurtful comment or a really impactful rumour or an image that's shared online, that might only be once, but it can be shared and distributed and seen by an infinite number of people almost instantly.
In addition, face-to-face bullying often carries into the online realm. Mr. Digan says it shouldn't be part of modern life and offers some advice.
We can't accept this as part and parcel of what it's like to live in an online world. There has to be a community stand against this. The sorts of things that people, individuals can do, report the abuse on the platform on which it occurred, collect evidence, delete the abuse or block the person, get immediate support. Definitely don't carry it alone. If you're not getting an appropriate response from the platforms, report the incident to the eSafety Commissioner and they have takedown powers.
He says schools can play an important role beyond responding to cyberbullying.
It's the flip side of that as well. It's creating opportunities to develop healthy, respectful relationships, to foster supportive online communities, to give young people the skills that they need in order to make good, positive, healthy, productive face-to-face and online relationships.
Anne Gallagher is on the Headspace Family and Friend Reference Group. Her daughter was cyberbullied when she was 15 and her mental health started to suffer.
At first we did the step back from social media a little bit. She actually tried to speak to the girls and say, this is where I'm at and this is why I'm doing it. As it progressed, we kind of took all the next steps, sort of following the cyberbullying website rules. And, you know, it just followed suit, really. It was only resolved when we decided to take control of it ourselves, in the sense that we took her out of the school, we placed her in a new environment for her to be away from it all, and that worked for her. It was because of what she had said to me, saying that I just need to feel safe.
Ms. Gallagher has this message for other parents in a similar situation.
Listen to what they're saying. I know that sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in what's happening and the situation that you're in. But making the child feel important and validated with what they're going through is probably the bigger focus rather than the cyberbullying.
Social support, such as that of Ms. Gallagher to her daughter, is particularly important in this situation. Research by Dr. Larissa McLaughlin, a postdoctoral fellow at the Sunshine Coast Mind and Neuroscience Thompson Institute at the University of the Sunshine Coast, shows that social connectedness is closely linked to mental well-being.
The more socially connected young people feel, then the more likely they will have more positive mental health outcomes. Social connectedness can act as a protective buffer when young people are cyberbullied, so those that are more socially connected will have more positive mental health outcomes even if they are cyberbullied.
These could be face-to-face connections with friends, family, teachers, but they could also be online.
So they may have really strong connections to their friends online. They may prefer to communicate online and not be so comfortable when it comes to talking face-to-face. So keeping these connections can be, you know, really positive, and it's really important sometimes to just keep the technology around in those cases. It is very common, especially in young men that are online gamers, that they may feel more connected online than offline. There's often a response from parents that they feel like their children are not being very sociable and they're not very connected to their friends, when in fact they could be more connected than those that aren't gamers because they're constantly talking to them all the time through these games.
If you or a young person you know is experiencing cyberbullying, you can visit the eSafety Commissioner website for more information. You can also call the Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800 for support at any time. Samantha Girling, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.